Yeah. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. We behold you today, Son of God. The one on whom the Spirit descended. God descending on God. Keep looking at him. We haven't seen anything yet. There's so much more. Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We see you, Jesus, but we see so little. Open up the eyes of our hearts to see you rightly. We want to see you rightly this afternoon. The Son of God.
forever is mine. And I am His. My beloved is mine. And I am His. Among the flowers. Before the dawn breezes blow and the night shadows flee, return to me, my love. Before the dawn breezes blow and the night shadows flee, return to me, my love. But just like you gave your Son the Holy Spirit, and God rested upon God, we Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves. And when we trusted in Christ, He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the engagement ring. It's the down payment and the deposit that we will receive the promised inheritance. Spirit bears witness on the inside of us that the Son is coming back again. So with a unified cry, Jesus, we say, we miss you. We miss you. We want you to come. We want you to come. Before the dawn breezes blow, before the night shadows flee, return to me, my love.
You have.
Holy Spirit. If you don't know how to engage right now, just pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost intercedes on the inside of you with groans too deep for words. We don't know what to pray right now, so we pray in the Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come on, if you belong to Him, you're betrothed to Him. If you belong to Him, the Holy Spirit's in you, guaranteeing that you will receive the inheritance God promised you. Guaranteed that you'll marry the Lamb. You have been betrothed to one man.
dripping with the light of his enemies, dripping with oil, dripping with the life of his enemies. Who is this coming through the east gate? Who is this? Who is this coming through the east gate? Who is this dripping with oil, dripping with the life of his enemies, dripping with oil, dripping with the life of his enemies. And who is this coming through the east gate? Who is this? Who is this walking through the east gate? Who is this? The gate hasn't been opened in years. There's only a dead man's part. The clean don't dare walk through here, but somehow it's open. Sometime it's coming. Somehow it's open, and somehow he's coming. And they will say, who is this coming through the east gate? Who is this coming through the east gate? Singing to his bride, coming for his bride. Who is this?
John the Baptist says, John 1, for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. Just as the prophet Isaiah said to Israel, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.
Make straight his way. He's coming, and he's come. Just as they prophesied, just as John said, just as Isaiah prophesied.
Yeah. Jesus, you desire for your people, Israel, to see you. To see you for who you are. Is this not your heart, Jesus? Oh, that you would be revealed to Israel. They would grab a hold of who you really are. Understand. Oh, that their eyes would be enlightened to the heart of Jesus. Oh, I wished to gather you under my wings just as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing. Jesus, we just admit we don't even know this part of your heart like we should. The heart that still mourns for your people. The Jesus that went to the cross for a people who did not receive him.
You're weeping for your people. You're weeping for your people. You're weeping for the fullness of your family. You're weeping for your people. You're longing for your people. You're longing for the fullness of your family. You're weeping for your people. You're longing for your people. You're longing for the fullness.